The weather forecast in your new edition says, in part, long-range forecasts are calling for another freezing, frigid, frosty winter with above-normal winter precip for the Midwest. Elaborate a little on what you can.
Sure. Well, yes, according to the 2020 Farmer's Almanac, we are seeing once again another very cold, very frigid, freezing, and above-average precipitation for most of the country, especially areas of Iowa. In fact, we're looking at the coldest outbreak of the season to be at the end of January and the beginning of February. But overall, in your region, we're calling for an overall frigid and snowy winter. And overall, we're calling this winter a polar coaster winter because we think there's going to be quite a few thrills and chills up and down the thermometer this winter.
Yeah, you mentioned, I was just looking for it directly here. There it is. You said a memorable storm could bring very hefty snows the third week of January. Is that the one that you were just referencing?
In January, when we look ahead, the Farmer's Almanac breaks the country into seven zones, and then we have 16 months of forecast in each print edition. We're calling for, in January, a major storm in mid-January, 20 to the 23rd. And then the interesting thing is that towards the end of January, we're calling for temperatures to plummet, and they could plummet as low as 40 degrees below zero in the northern and central plains. So that's kind of where we're having our eyes, and we're kind of focusing on the very cold conditions for the end of January into the beginning of February.
And your forecast for spring isn't exactly what our farmers in Iowa are going to want to hear either, especially after the spring this year where we had a lot of flooding. We had late, wet, cold spring. You're predicting another lingering winter, a slow start to spring with frequent and widespread precipitation.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to predict what our long-range forecast is saying, and we do see a very slow start to spring once again, especially in your area with chilly, wet conditions hanging on into April. The good news is we also have a summer forecast, and we see scorching temperatures, which is not the greatest, but near normal precipitation. So hopefully things will even out a little bit as summer continues to take hold in 2020.
When we call the National Weather Service, they're usually hesitant to try and forecast more than a week or so out. Talk a little about your methods and why you think they're so reliable.
Sure. Well, the Farmer's Almanac has actually been predicting the weather longer than the National Weather Service, and we actually go out on a limb and we give people an idea of what may come 6 months to 16 months down the road. Our forecasts are based in a long-range formula that actually started back in 1818. It was set on a bunch of rules that we've altered slightly, but we still consider a lot of the rules that our founding editor in 1818, we still follow them. And they are like rules that talk about sunspot activity, tidal action, the moon, position of the planets, and they apply them to different weather conditions. And they've been doing a pretty good job for us. And as we mentioned, we do our best to kind of give people an idea what may come the seasons ahead.
You say that you've done a pretty good job, been around since 1818. Talk a little about your track record over the decades as far as your forecasting abilities.
Sure. People that follow the Farmer's Almanac Long Range Outlook say we're about 80 to 85% accurate. We do our best, and we do have some of our big storms that we've hit on our website at farmersalmanac.com/onthemoney. But we feel pretty good. I mean, last year we did call for a very cold, teeth-chattering winter, and in this year's Farmer's Almanac, we talk a little bit about how well our forecast did, as well as some of those extended cold periods, in case you need a reminder of how cold it was last year. And this summer, we've been pretty accurate as well, as we were in the spring for a slow spring start for 2019.